If you're a dab hand with a photo editing package like Photoshop or GIMP, then being able to turn a photograph into an interesting artwork, for example, a pencil sketch or an impressionist painting, it'll not be a challenge to you because you'll be familiar with using the filters and changing the settings to get the effect you need. You'd also be able to do things like turning ordinary flat two-dimensional text into much more interesting, vibrant 3D text using the same kind of packages and filters and different settings. If you're not particularly experienced using packages in that way, then you might benefit from an online tool called Picture to People, which does exactly those two things without all the hassle of needing to use a complex and fully featured image processing package. If you want to produce a text effect, say you want to produce a banner that goes atop a display in your classroom, or maybe at the top of a blog, or maybe it's something your students are producing a website and they just want a more interesting header to it, then you can head along to Picture to People and choose one of the text effects that are on there. You've got a real variety to choose from. It's only a matter of typing your text into a box, changing some of the settings to get them how you want. Things like font size, the font itself, maybe color, and then clicking on create it. What that then does is generate an image which you can download to your computer and then do with as you will. The effects that are available are things like this really interesting liquid effect. So it turns what you've typed into what looks like water on a surface or milk on a surface, for example. There are smoke, stone, sand text effects. You can even make cloud-looking text effects. The w one that's quite interesting is that you can create a user the flag of a country as a background for some text. So if you were doing some work in geography, maybe on different countries, your banner headline could be in the flag, or it could be the text with the flag as the background to that. Really interesting effect to look at. As far as the photo process is concerned, it's all the kind of standard filters that you would expect to get in a photo editing package. So you've got things like realistic pencil sketches or drawings, as I said, impressionists or art, sorry, watercolor or oil paintings, and all it is, upload a photo. Choose the filters you want, change the settings you want, and generate it. And then you can right-click and download it. You don't need an account to do this, and it's all entirely free and definitely worth showing to your pupils.